They hate her. She was pretty and sweet. She was new to the school, had a hell of a first week. Her parents both hippies, she was raised to love. But by the end of the day, looked like she needed a hug. They hate her. They hate the way that she walks, the way that she holds her head. They hate the way that she talks. They campaigning together. One would hold her arms while another would grab her sweater. For her, it was whatever. First girl who tried, she was confused, so she let her. The second time, she fought back and knew better. For her, it was whatever. This was life. Every day there was a chance she would have to fight.
And she hates all the drama, so she stays at home. And she finds herself happiest when she's alone. And she would give up everything she ever owned just to be free.
They hate her. Ooh, now they hate her more. They always knew she was a bitch. Now they're sure she's a bitch, she's a bitch. Let her fan club know. The only boys who listen, she already told them no. The others saw her lonely and made her a hoe. And, well, you know how that go. She's a hoe, she's a hoe. Heard the rumor from a friend who later believed the hype, so she hung out with grown men.
And she hates all the drama, so she stays at home. And she finds herself happiest when she's alone.
Not to respond and argue with fools, especially when they don't follow any argument rules. Her kindness taken for weakness, her haters too. She later became a wife, and when her eldest was 10, he heard his auntie speak the same rumors again. You can't pick your family. The beef was a hammy. Down from her mother, truth is in the end that these were the people that she called friends.
She hates all the drama, so she stays at home. She finds herself happiest when she's alone. She would give up everything she ever owned
first to tell her story with people from Channel 10, then Ellen, Oprah, Phil, Leno, and CNN. She shot a docudrama, did the circuit again. The prettiest poster child begging hate to end. She was born special, but she had no chance. She was Debbie Allen in a room that can't dance. Now they love her, still think she's a hoe. But they don't want to be the devil when the story's fully told.
And she hates all the drama, so she stays at home. And she finds herself happiest when she's alone. And she would give up everything she ever owned just to be
with me.